This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress unanimously approves its election manifesto for upcoming election. Gyalpo Losar being celebrated by Sherpa among other Himalayan communities today. And U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says talks between Ukraine and Russia have brought about meaningful progress to end the war. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has unanimously approved its election manifesto ahead of the upcoming polls. The decision was taken during a virtual meeting of the party's central working committee today, according to the acting general secretary Krishna Prasad Dulal. The meeting was conducted under the chairmanship of party president Gagan Thapa. According to the party, the manifesto will be officially unveiled later today in Janakpur, which is the capital of the Madhya Pradesh province. Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sharma called on the newly elected Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Tariq Rahman, yesterday evening. He extended warm felicitations and handed over a congratulatory message from the Prime Minister of Nepal, Susila Karki. In her message, Prime Minister Karki congratulated Bangladeshi Prime Minister Rahman on his election victory and expressed her willingness to work together in a spirit of mutual respect, shared commitment and partnership to ensure that Nepal-Bangladesh ties continue to flourish for the mutual benefit of the two countries and the two people. The Gyalpo Losar, the new year of the Sherpa and other Himalayan communities, is being celebrated today by organizing various programs. The festival is observed as the new year by the Sherpa community and other Himalayan communities in the country. The festival is marked in 22 Himalayan districts in the country. President Ramchandra Baudel has said festivals foster harmony and fraternity among the people from diverse communities. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar today, President Baudel reminded that festivals like Gyalpo Losar help us create and enhance unity, socio-cultural solidarity, tolerance and fraternity. He expressed belief that the festival would ultimately reinforce national unity. The head of the state wished peace, prosperity and happiness to all Nepali sisters and brothers in the country and abroad on this occasion. According to him, the Gyalpo Losar is celebrated as the new year by Sherpa community of the Mahayan Buddhist sect living in the mountainous and Himalayan region of Nepal. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahib Prasad Yadav has extended best wishes on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar today. He wished the festival would inspire everyone to work for national prosperity. Other dignitaries also expressed their happiness and best wishes on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar today. The government has given a public holiday on the occasion of the Gyalpo Losar today. The Embassy of China in Nepal organized a special lantern festival in Patan yesterday evening to mark the Chinese New Year, bringing together diplomats, local leaders and members of the public in a colorful celebration of culture and friendship. The event held at the historic Patan Museum premises featured traditional Chinese lantern displays, music and dance performances by Nepali and Chinese artists and cultural presentations symbolizing prosperity and renewal. Speaking on the occasion, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Maoming said the Spring Festival celebrations reflect the deep-rooted people-to-people ties between Nepal and China. He emphasized mutual learning and cooperation, reaffirming China's commitment to advancing bilateral agreements for shared development. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Anil Kumar Sinha also addressed the gathering, stating that such cultural exchanges further strengthen long-standing outstanding relations between the two countries. He highlighted cooperation in development and connectivity initiatives. Mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City, Chiribabu Maharjan, expressed happiness that the festival was hosted at the historic site, a UNESCO World Heritage Area. He extended best wishes on the occasion of the Chinese New Year. The lantern exhibition will remain open to the public till the 3rd of March, adding a vibrant international touch to Patan's cultural landscape while underscoring the growth engagement between Nepal and China. The entry to the festival is free of cost. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff said talks between Ukraine and Russia had brought about meaningful progress to end the war as both sides prepared for a second day of negotiations in Geneva today. Witkoff wrote on X that President Trump's success in bringing both sides of this war together has brought about meaningful progress, and they are proud to work under his leadership to stop the killing in the terrible conflict. Hopes for a breakthrough during the talks are low, as the Kremlin has not wavered from its maximalist demands for Ukrainian territory. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has recently suggested it is up to Ukraine to ensure talks in Switzerland are successful without mentioning Russia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Due to the partial influence of western winds, parts of the country are experiencing partly to generally cloudy conditions, according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. At present, fog has been observed in some areas of the Tarai region. The high hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpachim provinces are partly cloudy, while the weather in other areas remain mainly fair. This afternoon, fog and mist are likely to continue at a few locations in the Tarai region. The high hilly and Himalayan region areas are expected to remain generally cloudy. One or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan areas are set to receive light rain or snowfall. Tonight's weather, fog is likely to persist in some Tarai areas. Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpachim provinces are forecast to have generally cloudy condition, while the rest of the country will remain mainly fair. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress unanimously approves its election manifesto for the upcoming election. Gyalpo Losar being celebrated by Sherpa among other Himalayan communities today. And U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says talks between Ukraine and Russia have brought meaningful progress to end the war as both sides prepare for a second day of negotiations in Geneva today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.